Galatians chapter number 2. Bear with me, I don't have much of a voice this morning, but I'm going to do the best I can. So it may sound rough, but at least you don't have to hear me tonight, all right? Galatians chapter number 2. Let's begin reading verse number 1. It says, then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. This is Paul writing to the church of Galatia. He's correcting some things, but he's also giving his testimony in this chapter. He's saying, I got saved 14 years ago, but the first thing that he did was he went to the Arabian desert for 3 years. He got alone with God. Your time with God is more important than your time with people. And then it says 14 years later, he comes to this church and he meets some of the original disciples. Go to verse number 14 or verse number 9. He says, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for what's been given to me in my life, Lord, what's been handed down to me. I feel blessed beyond measure, Lord, for the heritage that's been given to me, Lord. And everybody's been a part of this church for the many years that they've been here, Lord, has been given a lot. Lord, and I pray that this morning that you would help us to see what we have been given, Lord, and what needs to be carried on for many more years. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I've been saved for, let's see how many years I've been saved for, 27 years. Been saved for 27 years of my life. I've been in the ministry now for almost 12 years here in April. I've been in the ministry. I believe that I can spot a pillar in church when I see a pillar. Pillars in the home or pillars in the community, pillars in churches or pillars in mission fields, pillars in Christian schools, pillars in Bible colleges. They are strong. They are people you can lean on. They give us security. They are people trying to be like God. Pillars. God says in Revelation that pillars are formed, not born. To him that overcometh will I make a pillar. In today's world, when it comes to churches, I was talking to Pastor Ross not long ago about this. Isn't it fascinating, our world, as far as the liberals and politics have gotten crazier and crazier than what they used to be. And the Republicans of today are what the Democrats used to be of old. Things have just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. Have you noticed with the church, as the politics of our country have gotten worse, so has our churches. If you examine the mindset of the modern churches of today and the churches that have compromised and changed all their ways and their beliefs, if you just listen to them talk and the things that they say, it is very similar to liberal politics of today. It's sad, but it's true. They've literally taken the same philosophies, the same blueprint of the liberals of our world in politics and have just used them in a different way within our churches of today. I've seen independent Baptist churches like Blessed Hope Baptist Church, who are firm on everything, change their standards, change their music, change everything about, change their whole entire platform. They've got purple lights everywhere. And people that I know, people that I went to college with, or people that I looked up to at one point have changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. But somehow we believe that somehow we're supposed to keep changing. We're supposed to be changed to be more like Christ, not more like this world. But it's happening all around us. Thank God for 50 years, Blessed Hope has not changed. It has stayed by the stuff. It has stayed by God's word. I thank God for that. Thank God for the church that I grew up in has stayed the same. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou were also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. In verse 20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Paul's trying to warn Timothy, stay by the stuff. You're going to get tempted to go the wrong way, but stay by it. I want to preach to you today a message entitled Pillars of Old Time Religion. Pillars of Old Time Religion. Number one this morning, pillars stand. Pillars stand. They stand for right, and they stand for truth. Pillars are not made to be laying down. Pillars are made to be upright and to stand. The Bible says in Ephesians, having done all to, say it with me, to, having done all to what? Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand up for Jesus. Stand out to the world. Stand in the gap. Stand like Mordecai, who stood up to Haman and would not bow. Stand up like Elijah did to face off against the prophets of Baal. Stand up like Job did to his wife when she foolishly said, curse God and die. He said, you speak as a foolish woman. Joseph stood up to his evil brothers. John the Baptist stood up to Herod. Peter stood up to the Sanhedrin. David stood up to his wife when she said, how foolish you look praising God. And David said, I will praise him. Paul stood up on Mars Hill and said, I'm preaching to the unknown God whom ye ignorantly worship. Jesus stood up to the money changers and stood up to Satan and quoted scriptures. Stand when others are turning away from old time religion. Stand when others are turning their back. Stand when others are changing what they believe. Stand when others are taking the Baptist name off of their sign. Stand when others are compromising. Stand when others are changing their music. Stand when others are changing their dress standards. There's two types of people in the Bible. Those who could stand and those who wouldn't stand. Yeah. Will you stand? Will you be a pillar today in today's church of old time religion? Will you be a pillar of Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Number two, pillars not only stand, pillars support. Right. Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens. Amen. And so fulfill the law of Christ. Everyone in this room is called to one of two things, either to be a pastor or support a pastor. Either to be a pastor or support a pastor. You need to figure out what you're doing. Are you supporting your pastor? It was Aaron and Hur who supported Moses. You see, a pillar is not just made to stand up. They are made to bear a burden of another pillar. They're made to bear the pillar of another pillar. David's mighty men supported him and encouraged him. Well, how do we support? Well, we support by prayer. It was Charles Spurgeon that said, it's not my great preaching that is making the difference. He said, it's the 12 men before every single service that come here and are praying and bringing my name up before the Lord of God. We need to pray. Amen. For our pastor. Right. We need to pray for each other in this church. If we're going to be pillars supporting each other, we need to pray for each other. We can support be a support by encouragement. If the pastor says something good in his message, let him know. Amen. Let him know. Amen. Tell him, hey, pastor, that was exactly what I needed. If it wasn't what you needed, just say, that was exactly what they needed. All right, just kidding. Let your pastor know that what he did, what the Lord gave him, encouraged him. We can support by financially. I love that we get the chance to spoil our pastor. We get to try to spoil him and his wife. We are blessed and privileged to have a pastor that has given us old time religion. You see, the pastor is the one who makes the decisions of the church. You can leave a church if you want, but pastor is the one who decides that. It's the leadership of the church that decides whether or not the church is going to have that old-time religion. Thank God today we have old-time religion. This church isn't compromising. It hasn't gone by the wayside. It hasn't found all the fads and all the new things that are coming out and just following whatever it is that's out there that, hey, that's working. It looks nice. We're going to do that. No, he's staying by the stuff. We've got old-time religion. We can support our pastor financially. A pastor friend of mine, after church, was shaking hands with his church people. And after church, he went home and he just decided to get up his Bible. And he was under a little conviction about something. He wanted to read some passages of scripture before his evening message. And when he got his Bible open, he opened up his Bible and he turned the page and he saw a $20 bill sitting there in his Bible. And he turned the page again and there was another $20 bill and another $20 bill and another $20 bill. $600 worth of $20 bills were sitting there in his Bible. He said, I've never been more into turning the pages of scripture than ever in my life. But he said, man, God saw a pastor that was discouraged, and he said, I'm going to encourage that pastor by laying upon that person, put some money in his Bible for him. We can support our mates. We can support our mates. See, when our mates, our husband or a wife, takes a stand on something, whether it's music or dress, and maybe it's a little higher than yours, don't tear them down for it. Man, it's encouraging that you have a wife or a husband that's willing to stand up and take a higher stand. I'm thankful for a wife that takes a high stand and has encouraged me to take a higher stand. I'm thankful for that. I'm not trying to discourage her from that or trying to argue with her and tell her, well, we shouldn't do that. I want a wife like that. You should want a spouse that is willing to take a higher stand on things. Support your wife. Support by involvement in your church. Support by involvement in the church. Most men summarize themselves in one word, by their employment. You go to come to church in the foyer there, and you ask a man, what do you do? Trucker, what do you do? Electrician, what do you do? Drywall, what do you do? Carpenter, what do you do? Construction, what do you do? Drug dealer. No, I'm just kidding. But man, wouldn't it be good if we came to church and someone asked us, what do you do? We said, bus driver. What do you do? Soul winner. What do you do? Choir member. What do you do? Usher. What do you do? Maintenance. What do you do? Sunday school teacher. What do you do? Nursery. What do you do? Clean the buildings. What do you do? Junior church. What do you do? Deacon. Boy, it ought to be when we go on vacation, when pastor has to find people to fill our spots, it should take him a lot of time to try to fill all the places that we fill in this church. It ought to be felt when we leave the church for a week or two. People ought to notice when you leave, hey, we're so-and-so. They usually do this. Now this person's doing it. Be involved in your church. We can support by our attendance. Be faithful to church. We can support by our friendships. Build friendships. Don't just come to church and just walk out the door and build friendships with people. Stay around. Fellowship. Go out of your way to go get more friends. The Bible said a friend, you must be friendly if you want to have friends. Support by being vocal. Say amen. Let's practice that. Say amen. Amen. Get excited about the things of the Lord. It's okay. Man, we were singing a minute ago. I saw somebody just getting excited about singing for the Lord. That's okay in church. Say amen, though, at the right time. Say amen at the right time. I remember being in church when I was younger, and the preacher said, there's a hell. And someone said, there's a hell. And someone said, glory to God. And I said, what in the world? Glory to God. Like, what? Say amen at the right time, right? But say amen. Encourage your pastor. Support in the valleys and the tough times. Other pillars in the church. Pastor's not the only pillar of this church. You can be a pillar of this church. Support each other in the valleys. Some support with a smile. A smile is like, is just something that you don't have to say. You don't have to speak it, but just a smile can be an encouragement to somebody. Lastly this morning, pillars stay. Pillars stay. Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Well-seasoned, a pastor that I know was discouraged, going through a tough time. And one of the men in his church said, hey, he said, I'd like to have a word with you. He said, okay, get some of this real quick. He said, I'd like to have a word with you. So they went to a breakfast place to have breakfast. They got to the breakfast place and the man didn't say a word to his pastor. Pastor didn't say a word to him. They just sat there in silence and ate breakfast together. And it was a kind of an awkward thing. The pastor was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. And he said, finally, the man finished his food, wiped his face, got up, and he said, I've heard you've been dealing with some battles. He said, stay! Put his napkin down, just walked out of the building. That was the word he wanted to give to his pastor. Stay! You're going to go through tough times. It's just a season. Stay. Stay where you're at. You'll never go to Corinth or Athens or Israel and see these pillars and then 2 years later come back and say, hey, where's that pillar at? It was here 2 years ago. No, pillars don't move. Right. Pillars don't leave. They stay. That's what a pillar is. A pillar stays. Doesn't move. Stay when you fail. Stay when your heart is cold. Stay when you don't see a visible result. Stay when your kids embarrass you. Stay when you have had some setbacks and failures. Larry Brown said, Larry Brown, if you've never heard of Larry Brown, one of my favorite preachers, he said, yeah, you know how I've stayed here in Washington, Iowa, all these years in this small town? He said, I survived the quitting places. I survived the quitting places. You are going to face some quitting places. You probably already have passed some quitting places. It's never ending in life. Always something coming up. Another pastor that I know that was going through, he just became a pastor. This was over 30 years ago. He became a pastor. And sometimes, you know, there's two different types of trials. Trials that come one at a time, and then trials that come in rapid fire. This pastor, just shortly had become a pastor, wasn't there for very long, and he got in a car accident and completely totaled his car, and he lost his car, didn't have insurance. Then he came down with meningitis, and the doctors told him, you may be crippled for the rest of your life or paralyzed. You could even possibly die from this. And then shortly after that, they had just started a building project, and someone in the church decided to donate some money to help finish the project. They ran out of money. Someone had donated some money to help him finish the pave the parking lot of the church. Well, a week later after that, he got a letter in the mail from a lawyer that said, we are suing you personally. They said that money that they gave didn't belong to them legally, and so we're suing you personally at the pastor. About that same time, they had a neighbor who declared war on the church. And every time they had a church service, that church member that was a neighbor there would call up the police and complain about disturbance of the church. Three times a week, every time they had a service, the police would show up to the pastor. The pastor lived there on the church property, would show up to his house, and it was a big ordeal. Every single time this preacher would have a church service, this man would just make obscene gestures at church people, would cuss them out, would try to provoke a fight. It was just one thing after another. About that time, his wife had twins. Amidst of all this, they have twins. What an exciting time to have twins. They said they were awake every hour for 6 months, like they could never get sleep. Shortly after that, the pastor was rushed to the emergency room. They thought he was having a heart attack. The pastor got out of the hospital, was good to go home and didn't have a heart attack, and he was good to go home. Preached Sunday morning, and a lady in his church who sang in the choir committed suicide Friday night. He got notes in the church mailbox of people saying, like, what kind of pastor are you that your own people commit suicide? Why don't you get out of this town? Why don't you go back where you came from? It was just one thing after another, discouraging this young preacher, but he stayed. Since then, that was over 30 years ago, God has reached down out of heaven and called men in their church to be missionaries to Hungary, Bolivia, Chile, Africa, many to Africa, Cambodia, China, pastors and staff all over the country, thousands and thousands of people saved. The church runs over 500 now. How come? Because he stayed. He stayed. God blesses us when we stay. We already know we're going to face hard times in life. How about we decide now, I'm going to be a pillar that stays. I'm going to be a pillar that doesn't move. I'm not going to be a pillar that gets offended by the smallest of things. I'm going to stay by the stuff. Thank God our preacher has stayed by the stuff. I'm sure he's got offended many times through the years by many people that have said many things, who have questioned his stand, but he stayed. I believe when we go through the pearly gate someday up in heaven, Jesus has many names, but we ask him, we say, what's one of them, Jesus? He'll say, pillar. I stayed. We sing that song. He didn't come down. Oh, no, he didn't come down. 10,000 angels were camped all around. He stayed for you. He stayed for me. He was a pillar for us. This scripture, and this I'm close. Paul said they seemed like pillars. They seemed like pillars. Are you? You can be. Are you a pillar? Let's pray. Dear Father, Lord, pillars of old time religion, Lord, every single one of us can be a pillar at this church. Many already have through the 50 years. This church would not be here just because of the pastor, Lord. This church is here today because of other pillars that have supported the pastor, that have been encouragement. They've been pillars all along the way, all throughout the 50 years, and have stayed by the stuff. Thank God for the men and the women. over the last 50 years that were pillars, Lord. But we need more pillars, Lord. We need more people that will stand up, that will stay, that will support, that will stand. Lord, I pray that you would help us today to all strive to be a pillar for you, to not change what we believe, not steer away from your word, not steer away from the convictions that we once made in our life. So many Christians today made decisions based off of Bible preaching. And then they go back on those decisions because it's an easier life. Oh, it's much easier to live the world's way. But it's a life without you. It's a life without your blessing. Well, when we get closer to you, Lord, you'll protect us. You'll be there for us. If we just cast our care upon you, you'll take care of us. God takes care of pillars.